I do love Mavs. They make me laugh out loud. I mean, they are funny.
Really?
Yes.
Buckle up, baby. The kings of controversy are on the microphone. It is time for another episode of Matt and Andrew versus Society.
What's up, you guys? What's up, you guys? Indeed.
It's late, so I can't be as loud, but let's get right into it. There should be, and if you work in a brewery or a bar, anything beer-centric, you'll know what I'm talking about. You might not agree, but you'll know what I'm talking about. There should be a homebrewer surcharge. A lot of places will give you a homebrewer discount. There's a homebrewer's guild you can join. I'm not against homebrewing. I'm all for it, in fact. I think it could be a fun hobby. But homebrewing is kind of like fantasy football, where it feels like when the topic comes up, people only want to tell you about their team. They're not listening to anything you have to say. They just want to let you know about this hot waiver wire they picked up. And you don't want to hear it either, even if you're a fantasy football player yourself. You are talking and or passively listening until it's your turn to talk about your team again, because fantasy football is not really, it's fun, and I'm not anti, again, same with homebrewing, but it's not really the type of thing where it's like, it's like me telling you about, you know, I have the Madden video game, and I played a week two game of the Saints versus Panthers. It's not real. It's really not that interesting. And even though the stats are real, it's really not that interesting to the people who it doesn't directly impact. And that's how every single conversation I have that starts with, hey, do you know what kind of hops they use in this? You know what kind of, is that, am I getting Citra? Is this an Idaho 7? I remember when that was the thing. It's interesting is that what you're using now? I remember a couple years ago when that was popular. I haven't really had any beer that had an Idaho 7 in the hop build. So just interesting. Actually, I'm actually a home brewer. Oh, great. They rope you into these conversations so that they can talk about, they'll ask you about your beer that I don't make, by the way. I just pour the shit. And it's good stuff, okay? It is. But I always tell people the same thing when they're like, well, you'd probably tell me if it wasn't good that you liked it. I always tell people, of course, I'll tell you if I don't like it. You have 16 beers on tap. Do you really expect me to like every single one? No, is usually what they answer. No. But I do. I've had this conversation with people, and I always tell them, I was like, you came here wanting a beer. So I don't have to sell you on a beer that I don't think is good. But yeah, the homebrewers, anyways.
Oh, man.
Fucking stoned. I'm all over the place. It's great. The homebrewers, they are just waiting for their turn to tell you about their fantasy football team. And if they have the opportunity to flex, if they do, if they can get the, like, I think that's, did you guys use an Idaho 7? And it ends up being an Idaho 7, all the better. But mostly, the most important thing is that they tell you about what they're up to. And it's always, the way that they carry themselves, they think they're mad scientists.
Yeah, actually, a couple months ago, buddy and I tried our hands at a black lager. We got this toasted malt. It was awesome.
Like, really, a black lager? Yeah. No, I know about those. I've been knowing about those. Been drinking those, baby. I'm not impressed. And again, I'm not against homebrewing. And there, I probably deal with so many people who I don't know actually brew their own beer because they're not that starved for attention, I guess. I don't know. Or they find fulfillment in their hobbies, not telling people about their hobbies. Which is silly, because doing this is essentially my hobby is complaining about other people's hobbies and the ego that it takes to, like, you know, this needs to be recorded. It's all silly. It's all funny. Oh, man. But yeah, Matt and I went to the Currency show, the 420 show. One of my favorite things to do. This was my third year doing it, but it's after the first one I went to at the House of Blues. It was his first time performing in New Orleans. After all the, I don't know what just happened there, after all the COVID restrictions were lifted, the House of Blues, it was awesome. And, like, as I was walking out, all I could think about is how I wish I could go do that again tomorrow night. So it became a thing. Went last year, had a blast. Went with my friend Anne. And it was a different spot. It was at the Fillmore, which is more spacious, newer, high ceilings. Everybody in there smoking weed. Everybody. Same with the House of Blues. But the House of Blues, it was like a hot box. The Fillmore is not like a hot box. I'm not anti. I had a great time at the House of Blues show. But I did see a couple people pass out. And I think less people were passing out. Passing out in the better ventilated cooler is the other thing. It was nice and cool. The better ventilated cooler venue. We brought in some J's, fired them up. There was a point where we were both pretty toasted, and I went and got us cans of water. It's that brand that's really popular, that's like got the skeleton, Liquid Death, which it's just everywhere all of a sudden. It's so weird. Instead of investing in infrastructure and taking care of this water supply and having safe, drinkable tap water come out of the faucet, we instead invent solutions so that we don't have to actually address problems. It's strange. Yeah, if you're listening to this, I assume it's not your first time hearing it. So one of those offhanded comments a day should not surprise you. But yeah, the Liquid Death, so I get it. And it's still water. It's just, it's super cold. It's awesome at this current juncture where we were just getting roasted. And we had some, like, heavy IPAs. I wasn't sure on the hot build, though, so I didn't want to get another one. We had some heavy IPAs, and it was time for water. So I spring for the canned water, and I guess Matt hadn't had that one before. They're also tall boys. This, you know, 16 ounces of ice cold spring water. Are you kidding me? No joke. It felt amazing to like crack it open and drink that water. It was nuts. It was one of those things where it's just the conditions were so perfect for that to be a mind blowing, refreshing moment. But Matt was just so thrown by how it was still water and not sparkling, but coming out of a can. And it's basically, he was just like, what is, like, it's just water. Yeah. It's just water. It's just water. It's just water, yes. And we went back and forth like that maybe one more time. But it was so funny because I knew what he was. He was like, this is amazing. This is like, it's just water. It's perfect. And I was in agreement. But, you know. It was a good time for a water break. And then crushed some magazine pizza. When it's just Matt and I, he is good about putting the brakes on, because I'm ready to go out, of course. I'm ready to rock. And I'm stoned, so the only thing that is going to stop me in my tracks or get me fully off the party bus, because the other thing is we live close enough to each other that I get a lift to his place, and it's a 2-minute walk to one of my favorite bars. And I'll just go over there by myself and have a couple and wander home. But instead, he's like, we should get magazine pizza. I'll order a car if you order the pizza. I'm like, fucking done. I'm in. Let's order a pizza. And then by the time it shows up, you knock it out and you don't feel like going out anymore. And you just rode my bike home. It's perfect. It was excellent. Brilliant move. Oh, man. Yeah, so the currency show. It's always, I mean, he's definitely one of my favorite artists. Listen to his music all the time. He's local. I've been listening to him long before I ever imagined I would move to New Orleans. But that is just one of the fringe Bennies being here is he does a hometown show on 420 every year. His big things, like cars and weed, that's what he raps a lot about. So there you go. 420 on brand, right. So I'm drinking this THC seltzer, and I like this brand, Louie. I like them more than the other hot brand on the streets, the Crescent 9, the Cressies. But the Cressies were here first, and they're hot. They're hot in these streets because, well, not I can tell you why. Maybe because they were one of the first products that really pounded pavement. But I knew they were doing well because last year they sponsored Tipitina's Free Friday. And that's not a small bill to put your card down for. If you catch my drift. But yeah, no, so I like these because they're nice. They got more of a natural flavor. However, I look at the can, they also have 24% of your daily sugar intake, aka 12 grams. And, what sucks about this Man, sorry.
What sucks about this is at 5 milligrams, I gotta have 4, I would say, before I really start to feel anything. It's good for maintaining, like if I was already, like now, if I was getting home and I had already been smoking, it helps maintain. But I would need like 4 of these to really start to feel a little something. But I do love these. They are excellent. They don't taste as sweet. Man, I guess that was my point. I did have a point. They don't taste as sweet as the Crescent 9s, the big dog on the block. But they have the same amount of sugar. Truth be told, though, if I was drinking beers, yeah, it's probably winds up being way, way more sugar. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been to the gym in a long time. Which, talking about the sugar, it's like, I feel like I have not intentionally either, but the brakes have definitely been put on. I mean, actually taking care of myself, I feel like I'm eating so much worse. And drinking more and not going to the gym. It's bad. It's bad business. Because I'm spending $100 a month to go to this gym. And it's becoming like $33 a visit. Because I am not going nearly enough. There was a time where I was going 3, sometimes 4 times a week. 3 was good, though. I'd love to get back to that. I need to get back to that because the more I do that, the less likely I am to be like, oh, I'm just going to order a pizza. Oh, I'm just going to eat trash. I'm just going to eat trash. She's like, well, I did that effort. I want to, I want to have something with nutritional value in the mix here. Get some greens, some protein. I really don't think about that much, and actually it drives me nuts when people are like, because it doesn't happen a lot anymore. People have gotten over it, but the big question for a while being vegetarian, so how do you get your protein? I don't know. How do you get yours? For meat, yeah, perfect. Like, how much protein do you have a day? How much protein do you have a day? How much protein do you think I need? How many pounds of weight do you think I'm throwing up? Do like light dumbbell exercises. Man, but yeah, I don't really, I'm not thinking like, oh, I was at the gym, I need to get some protein in, or I need to do this, I need to do that. It's just more, I feel like, oh, like, I just did this for myself, like, and it wasn't, so it was to counteract all the pizza I ate, not so I could eat more pizza, and like, I'm gonna make the effort to make dinner at home. And I do that, and I'm like, I was going to say, I'm like, I'm glad I did that, but I don't think I ever am glad I did it. Like, I never think of it. I'm more just like, all right, cool, done. But now, reflecting on it, taking some time to reflect, and I realize now, I'm glad I did that. No, It's funny because we have the blueprint. It's not easy to execute. It's not easy to follow through. It's not easy like to stack these good habits. But we know it's what we got to do. And instead of coming to terms with that and doing it, we make little deals with ourselves. And I'm totally, I might even be projecting on to whoever's listening way more than y'all actually do this. Because I do it all the time. Like, oh, like, well, you know, like, blah, 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 it's Mardi Gras, so, you know, I can't, I'll start later. I right now, I'm just so busy. So busy is always an excuse, too. It's like, what? I'm not so busy. I am busy, and it sucks to have to like work all day more than you expected. For example, has happened to me a couple times this week where I was like, all of a sudden I'm having 10-hour days back to back. Those stack up way faster than habits. I have 2 10-hour days back to back, and it's like, ugh, I can't go home and make dinner. It's like, well, why not? I can't go home and make dinner because I want to sit on the couch and like be unproductive. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But when I'm up until like 2 in the morning being unproductive, why can't I take 45 minutes and make dinner and probably clean it up in that time? It's not like I'm making these crazy meals. Cook dinner in 30 minutes, clean it up in probably 5 or 10, eating being the other 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah, I don't know. These are my late night ramblings, I guess. It is what it is, though. Here I am, doing my thing. What else is going on? I'm trying to think of playoff basketball starting. Oh boy. I not excited, not confident, to be honest. But who's to say there won't be any surprises? But yeah, the playoff hockey starting as well. It is. Oh man, excuse me. It becomes a tough time of year with all the heavy TV watching, where there's a couple things I want to watch at any given time. And I'm very, Matt's the opposite. I'll put something on and I'll just leave it on. Every commercial, Matt is flipping around trying to find whatever. This is the time of year when I do that too. But it's with purpose. That's the thing, is I know what else is on. I know what other games are on. And I'm going to go find them at the commercial break, at halftime, at the first period intermission, whatever. And then I stop watching TV all of a sudden. I was having a conversation with my friend David, who was back in town. He had moved away for a couple years. And he was like asking me, oh, have you seen this? Have you seen that? Have you seen the third? He's big on like prestige television, I would say. Like he likes the HBO limited series, the, I don't know, stuff like that. And he's not talking about like, oh, have you watched all of Big Bang Theory or The Office or, you know, Seinfeld, It's Always Sunny. He's like, hey, this limited series from HBO that's getting a lot of Emmy talk and has these very serious actors. Like, have you watched all of it? Came out yesterday. There's 10 hours. Have you watched it all? And I told him, I was like, man, I don't really watch TV. Like, I don't. And I'm in front of screens a lot, but this is the time of year where I am watching a lot of TV. But it is not the, if it's not the type of thing where like when he's watching something is like, oh, like I really recommend this, or like if you like this, like, you just got to make it through the first two episodes. It's not, if you're not into sports, it's not a conversation starter. So that doesn't help me with him thinking that I'm current and have great taste in television. Because I'm watching TV, but it's pretty uninteresting if you don't follow the NHL or NBA. Although, we did watch Fallout. And we watched it at a nice pace. I am not, even though I just said I don't watch a lot of TV, and I'm talking about how much basketball and hockey I've been watching, and then also did watch the hot new TV show. This is not every day for me, though. So we watched Fallout. It's on Amazon Prime. And DT and I both really liked it. And Matt and Gerilyn haven't finished it yet, but they were both really enjoying it as well. And it's interesting. Kind of like in the same vein as The Last of Us, where it was, Gerilyn and DT have never played these games, and they have no idea how the story is going to go. And if you had played The Last of Us, you were pretty familiar with the important beats that it's going to hit, because it is such a narrative focused game. So. Have them watch it not having the prior knowledge, because that's a big thing with a downfall of some video game adaptations, is it's too niche. But being able to watch that and be impressed by it and enjoy it, to me, that says, obviously, at this point, everyone knows The Last of Us was a great adaptation, or is considered a great adaptation. You might not feel that way. I feel that way. But the Fallout was interesting because I am a big fan of the games, and I have played and continue to play them a lot, even with how outdated they are and how many other things there are out there. I keep going back to those because the experience is, it's a role-playing, it's an action RPG. So the experience is a lot more, it's going to be different playthrough to playthrough. And it doesn't all follow a single narrative that comes to a singular conclusion the way that The Last of Us does. But, so I'm very familiar with Fallout. Matt has played Fallout 4 a little bit and was not smitten with it. But he's seen me play a lot when we stream on twitch.tv/bestfriends420. So he's familiar, but he's not to the level that I am. And then Gerilyn and DT just flat out, no idea what's going on. No, it is completely, the concept of the Fallout universe is completely new to them, and they really enjoyed it. So it's I don't know. It's interesting because I think that was one of the things that when I had seen Fallout fans talk about the Fallout TV show before it came out, the big thing with them was like, oh, like, this is not for fans of Fallout. They're just like, it's like cosplaying is Fallout. It's I don't know, all manner of things that people were saying, that like, oh, this is going to be so bad. They don't give a shit about this or that, or like they hate the fans, blah, blah, blah. And then a lot of, not all, but a lot of, maybe 75% of the videos I've seen on like YouTube and stuff are pretty overwhelmingly positive. They'll have critiques, and there's plenty of things to critique in the shows, but they are pretty, like, they've been won over for sure. And I've even seen, like, some of the people will say, oh, in my trailer review, I talked about how I thought that this was going to be a huge blunder, and it ends up it's awesome, you know. And I can appreciate that. But yeah, it is always interesting because you never know how something's gonna, like, I was probably gonna enjoy it. Like, even the new Netflix Resident Evil series that got panned basically across the board. I still enjoyed it. It was fun. It wasn't supposed to be, what was the phrase I used earlier? It wasn't supposed to be prestige television. But Fallout is good. The people who are familiar with the game, like myself, a lot of them have been enjoying it. The people who have no idea have also been enjoying it. So maybe check it out if you haven't already. If you were waiting to hear what I had to say, I say go check it out. Man, I am so tired. I'm just gonna call it a night. So, you've been listening to Matt and Andrew vs. Society. You can interact with us on twitch.tv/bestfriends420, where we stream video games and stuff of the like, watch YouTube, etc., etc. Just hang out. It's a fun little community of people we got going. If you listen to the show on the Apple Podcast app, rate, subscribe, and comment. If not, check out Overcast. It's a great podcatching app. And if not, just don't use Stitcher Radio. I don't even know if they're around anymore, but they're dead to me. Have been for a long time. And we'll be back next week. Bye.
Wow, really amazing podcast, indeed.